got my label maker here. I'm going to label you, Kevin.
Sluggo does that with all lyrics of all songs. He's not even paying attention to a song.
Nope, I've heard it a couple times.
And he'll say the lyrics that are coming up as if it's conversation. I'll go, what?
Why do you keep doing that?
And then we'll often
scream.
Oh, I see. So it's the lyrics.
Pay attention to the music, young man.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Happy Friday, man.
It is Friday.
Woo! Getting away from the man.
We don't even have a man.
I know, totally. Nope. This couldn't be less man-controlled radio in this country.
Do you know the story behind John McAfee? The guy that came up with McAfee?
Yeah. We all had that at one time, mm-hmm. and now not so much.
This dude is a bizarre dude.
Mm-hmm.
Was a bizarre dude.
Right.
So we're going to have to get into some of that. He was running from governments. And
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you consider what he built his fortune on, it sort of makes sense. I mean, you got to know what to protect against. You got to
sure.
know. So he's got to have his hand in that, all sorts of crap, to be able to do it so well.
There was a riot in Montreal because Montreal Canadiens are in the Stanley Cup. I think finals.
Hockey's such a nice, gentle game.
Oh, I love it. And I was in Montreal in 1993. When there was a full-blown riot and they won the cup.
That's not supposed to happen in Canada. It's supposed to be nice up there.
Dude,
we have to cancel hockey.
It was one of the... What? Did you say hockey?
Yeah,
with an
sure.
H?
Yeah.
Okay. It was one of the times that I really thought, there's a decent chance I might die.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? Quite the riot.
It was pretty sweet.
Is that when you were jumping up and down on that police car you were thinking that?
No, but when I set it on fire.
You're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
I don't know if you saw, but Harrison Ford is doing another...
Indiana Jones movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited about it because every... it's like the old Star Trek movies. The odd number ones are good.
Oh, is that right?
1 and 3 were great, so maybe 5 will be good. 2 and 4...
But he's been injured. Let's face it, he's a brittle old man.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that today. E-scooters.
Mm.
What a plan that is.
Yeah. It's nice that they're lying everywhere, middle of the road and really on top of your roof.
What is your plan for distributing? You know what? We're just going to lay them around like trash.
Yeah, you know, whatever. We'll put some low jack on them. We'll know where they are and it'll be good to go.
At 5 o'clock every Friday, we do our Fall Request Fest.
Hell yeah.
Which is fun. We only play requests between 5 and 7, and it's the kind of stuff you want to get your weekend started with.
Yep.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $2,000.
You know, we haven't actually talked about this, but I have a plan for this little game that theoretically might end today.
Okay.
But I don't want it to, so I have a plan. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
Okay.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. John McAfee was a fascinating fellow.
Yeah. Have you always been following his craziness?
Just sort of...
Off to the side.
Occasionally, I would get an update on it and go, wow, that guy's really living a life.
Did you have his antivirus software back in the day?
I did.
Yeah, of course. Who didn't?
McAfee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the guy who became a pioneer of the cybersecurity industry before anybody knew that was a thing.
Like, it should be a good idea.
Right.
Right.
And then he went into living an insane life. He was running from governments, and there were drugs and guns.
Woo!
Running from authorities around the world. He's wanted for murder.
It's your typical Disney movie.
And tax evasion.
Sure.
Which, by the way, is the one that gets everybody.
Yes.
Tax evasion.
Don't cheat on your taxes.
You can do anything else you want to do. Well, not really. But, I mean, tax evasion does seem to be what they catch everybody
that's
on.
That's going
to
be the one that's going to take you down.
He ran unsuccessfully for U.S. president.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would have been very weird. Wow. Okay.
He became an icon of cryptocurrencies and talked a lot about conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in order to create, you know, software that's actually going to do any good, you got to have a pretty good handle on what is going on out there.
I would think so, too. Yeah.
And once you start digging around on what's going on out there, you're like, oh, that looks kind of interesting.
Right.
I might have to play with that one.
Right. So what happened, I don't know if you heard this or not, but what happened was he was at a Spanish prison.
Mm-hmm. Like you are.
And they were going to
extradite him
to the United States.
Yep.
And he committed suicide.
Yep.
And then all of his followers were like, hey,
hold on.
Hold up a second. The conspiracy is that he didn't take his own life, that the U.S. authorities killed him in jail.
Well, you know, that's always going to be the thing with suicide. Anytime it's a suicide, you know, often, most cases, someone's going to say, someone did it. It was murder. It was, you know, not really.
I can see that.
But why would they kill him? They want to bring him up here and make an example of him.
But here's the thing. He posted on, I believe it was Twitter, his latest tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
And he said this, and I quote, getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee.
Well, that's what they were doing.
We're going to kill yourself.
We're going to kill yourself.
I know that doesn't make sense, but that's what he wrote.
Wow, okay.
And then he continued, I got a tattoo today just in case. And this is, again, how he wrote it. It's not correct. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check out my right arm. And he has a tattoo on his right arm that says whacked.
Huh.
So.
Well, you know, people make some pretty crazy plans and do some pretty odd things when they're planning to kill themselves.
That's true, too.
And you don't need to throw your whatever into the, you know, the insanity into the wind if you're actually going to, because you don't care.
I got a tattoo today just in case.
Right.
If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm, and then he showed the tattoo.
Wow, that's odd.
So
he wraps up as he lived.
Yes, he did. Too many questions to answer. Who knows what that guy was into, but what a wild man. Yeah, what a wild life.
Yeah. So that's why you got that whack tattoo now then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I got it on my butt. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo with our 1 second of nonstop raw. Coming up very soon, worth $2,000.
$2,000 to start your weekend. Do it. When?
That's the way to start your weekend.
Hell yeah.
So I was looking at Twitter, and I saw a riot happening in Montreal.
That's not a place you usually think of riots, Canada. They're usually kind of chill.
That's where I think of them.
Because you've been one there.
Well, here's the thing. They love their hockey.
Mm, yeah.
And the Montreal Canadiens just made it into the Stanley Cup Finals.
So they're rioting because they just made it into the finals.
They're celebrating that they made it into the final.
Right. So it's going to be a quiet win.
They haven't won it yet.
Yeah, not even close.
They might get swept. Right. I mean, they don't know. But there's a riot happening as the fans celebrate.
That's a reason to turn over a cop car.
Now, I was there in 1993 when the Kings played Montreal in the Stanley Cup Finals. Mm-hmm. And you're wearing your King shirt and you're walking down the street during the day and every single human being is giving you crap and you're giving it back. It was really fun.
Right.
It was like just a great atmosphere.
Right.
And they were all excited. And the problem was that they could have won the cup that night.
Right.
And so we were there, me and my partner, my ex-partner Bean.
Right. Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had my King shirt, and at the game, we were inside the arena. At the game, he would point and go, Kings fan. Kings fan right here. And the first period was fine.
Right.
The second period, people started getting drunk.
Sure.
Because it looked like Montreal was going to win the cup.
Yeah.
And the third period scared the S out of me because there were fights.
Oh, really?
Everybody was smashed.
Right.
And they were going to win the cup.
Right.
And Bean was like, Kings fan. And there were a couple people that got right in my face.
Really?
And I really thought I'm going to get beat up. So I went. This is the only time I've done this. Yeah. I've gone to many sporting events where I'm wearing the opposing team's.
Sure. That just doesn't seem like you at all.
Hold
on a second.
But this time, it was so out of control that I took my shirt off.
Really?
And put it in the trash.
Put it in the trash?
Yes.
Because
I couldn't be seen holding it.
Right.
So.
But you're going around shirtless?
No, I went to. Yes, just for a second. And then
Who cares? It was
a crazy riot inside.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I went to the booth where they're selling memorabilia and it had a Montreal on the top and Kings on the bottom. It was kind of a little Stanley Cup final shirt.
Right.
So I bought that and put it
fence.
On.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they won the cup.
Right. Oh, they won.
Montreal did.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I stepped outside of their arena and it was a full-blown riot.
Wow.
I mean, there were a lot of cop cars turned over and on fire.
Right.
They were throwing stuff through the windows of all the stores. Like, I don't get the mindset of rioting and destroying everything, but
right. There's do you remember the old Star Trek series? There was a really super clean, G-rated, nice village, but at certain times of the year, they all went bananas and destroyed everything.
Oh, that's right.
And they would all, do whatever the hell they pleased. So that sounds like Canada and hockey to me.
It really was one of the craziest scenes I've ever been in.
Right.
And I was we had to walk to our hotel, which was about a mile away, and just walking through a riot, and somebody would come up completely drunk and go, "Whoa, we won the cup!" And I would high-five them and just keep on walking.
But did Bean not point this out anymore? Or was he not going,
I wasn't wearing a King shirt anymore.
I know, but was he still trying?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I think he was a little afraid, as I was, that we were going to die.
Right.
But we actually ended up making it all the way to our hotel, much to my surprise.
Is that where you got all that stereo equipment from that you had?
Yes. You could get good stuff for really cheap during a riot. So anyway, Montreal rioted last night.
Right.
And
In preparation.
It was kind of a pre-riot.
Right.
You know how you pre-party?
So Montreal might not even exist. Correct. If they actually win, if they go all the way, the city might be wiped out.
The last time they won the Stanley Cup was 1993, when I was there.
So not much tension pent up all this time.
Wow. So it's going to, Montreal's going to burn.
Yeah. Well, it was a nice town.
I'm not there, and the LA Kings aren't in it, so I'll just stay here and watch it on TV so that I don't have to get killed. All right, coming up next, our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Kings fan. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, Kings fan.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have money.
We have $2,000.
We'd like to give it away.
Please, take our cash.
We would like you to start your weekend off with an extra $2,000.
Do it.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play it for you again. If you are caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you tell us the name of the song and the artist, to win $2,000.
And this is basically our last 2,000. So at first we were saying, well, we should just force the issue, keep playing it until someone gets it maybe today. Screw that. Let's just keep going,
until somebody gets it.
Yeah. So if you can't get it right now, don't worry about it. Maybe you can get it tomorrow. I mean, Monday.
Or next hour.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's your clip. Are you ready? Listen closely. Think you know what that is?
It's Kevin and Swago. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, you're caller 13.
Nice.
Do you think you know what it is?
I doubt it's right, but we'll give it a shot.
All right. Who's yelling in the background?
Sean.
Sean! Sean! What's up, Sean? Sean in the house!
Woohoo!
Right on. All right, well, you and Sean, good luck. Tell us the name of the song, and the artiste, $2,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Here's your clip. What is that?
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Don't tell Sean you got it wrong. Tell him you got it right, even though you didn't.
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Are you and Sean going to party anyway?
We are about to have some beers
now. There you go. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So $2,000 again.
Between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday, man.
Did you know there's going to be an Indiana Jones 5?
Yeah, I was sure that they had said the last one was the last one. I mean,
I think they did.
The third one was the last crusade to insinuate there wasn't going to be any more. And that last one, that was terrible.
Was that the one where a UFO took off?
Yes. And it was all filmed on a set somewhere. My favorite ones were they're actually out there in Egypt and wherever the hell they go, but you know.
Well, Harrison Ford apparently has been rehearsing.
Okay.
And was rehearsing a fight scene on the set of Indiana Jones 5.
Wait, there's going to be a fight in this movie?
And he hurt his shoulder.
Right.
Rehearsing for the fight scene.
I know how he is as self-medicating at home. Dude likes his weed, man. He's probably feeling okay.
So I thought if we had a minute, we could talk to Harrison Ford about it.
What?
And see what's going on. We could talk to Harrison Ford on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Wow.
Harrison, hello. Okay, I didn't. How are you?
Hurt.
You hurt your shoulder, right? Is it an old injury?
No, I was in a fight scene. We were trying to lift my arm.
That's all you did was lifted your arm? You're doing the whip with your off hand, I assume.
Yeah, please use the other arm.
I like to use the other hand sometimes. Feels like a stranger.
Now, did you already have surgery? Because they're saying you might need surgery.
No, they're going to look at it and then it's going to say whether I need surgery or not.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I mean, I understand that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you? Oh, okay.
Oh, totally. 100%. All right. Hey, does this mean you can't fly for the time being?
Well, if I've never flapped my arms before and tried to fly, so I don't know when they implant.
I think he was talking about you as a pilot in an airplane crashing on a golf course.
Oh, yeah, right. No, they don't let me do that anymore because of all the crashing.
I mean, they shouldn't, to be technical. Don't you think at age 78, maybe you should leave the fights to, like, stunt people?
No, I'm an action movie star. I like to go out there and do action. But they're in the Millennium Falcon almost killed me.
Yeah, you did. Didn't you break a leg on that?
Yeah, the door came down and crushed my leg. And that was not cool.
Mr. Ford, how many bones have you broken over the years? Do you have a count?
4,924 bones.
Wow, you sound brittle.
Whoa,
that's not great.
Good, yeah,
yeah. I broke a bone when I was doing Regarding Henry.
So, is this new Indiana Jones movie actually going to be out on location, or are you doing it on a big old soundstage?
No, we're doing it inside my house, up against my shower curtain, because it's not safe for me to go outside.
Well, that should be very exciting.
Are they having problems with insurance covering you?
Yeah, nobody wants to insure me, so
right.
It's just me in the bathroom and going Indiana Jones and the blocked colon.
That doesn't sound... It doesn't sound great, I gotta be honest.
Wait till the colon opens up. You're gonna love it.
Wow. Yeah, that would be.
It's gonna be exciting. Yeah. All right, thank you, Harrison. We appreciate your time. Best of luck. Okay, right. AC/DC's pretty good at loud.
Yeah, man. I got that nailed.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have one more shot at the 1 second of nonstop rock.
$2,000.
This hour.
You got to take that $2,000 from us. We don't want it.
So before 5 o'clock, or we're just going to keep it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Never mind. We'll just keep it. It's good.
There was a speeding motorist in Maine who was going 65 miles per hour above the speed limit.
Whoa, 65 over the speed limit.
He was clocked at 110 miles per hour at 45.
At a 45?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's the fastest you've ever driven?
Probably 105.
Yeah, I think I was about there, too. That was back when I was 55 out on the 10, I remember,
yes,
in the desert.
I'd be, I think, same.
Going 105.
Yeah.
Usually. 100 usually.
This guy was going 110 in a 45 mile per hour zone. The officer pursued, and the motorist kept going. No one was hurt in the pursuit, which ended in a convenience store parking lot.
Yes. You better, man. You better have some good brakes.
So the passenger, who I didn't know before this point, the passenger is the one that had to go to the bathroom, not the driver. So the passenger jumps out and just sprints into the bathroom, and the driver's arrested.
Wait, is that why he was going so fast?
Yes.
To get someone to the bathroom?
Yes. He said, we have to go to the bathroom.
That
would
have been explosive diarrhea.
I don't know. I didn't really go into which.
I mean, you got to have
substance
a really
was...
good reason. Yeah. Number one or number two?
I really didn't get into
two.
That at all.
Number one or number two?
But that was his excuse.
It's so not a terrible excuse, actually.
All right. Well, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You had an excuse for speeding when you were pulled over.
Did he get off? Did they let him?
Did it work? Did it not work?
Right.
So that's what we're looking for. Either one, if it worked or it didn't work.
Right.
Police said the passenger went inside to use the restroom while the driver was arrested on charges of criminal speeding, operating after suspension, and driving under the influence.
I hope you had a hell of a pee, Arnold. To quote Fast Times, but cleaning up just a little.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, he was arrested. So that didn't really work.
Didn't pan out.
But it was the excuse that he gave.
I mean, I suppose the most normal common excuse is pregnant, whatever, right? Or late for work.
I tried pregnant. It didn't work.
They didn't believe you were about to give birth?
It's absurd.
I would believe it.
I was so angry.
I'd believe it right now.
I actually got out of a speeding ticket one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of odd in that I took out my license when he was behind me after I pulled over.
Right.
And as he walked up to the window, I handed him my license.
Right.
And he said, you know what? No one's...
I do that all the time.
No
and
one.
You
okay.
Got off?
Yes.
What?
I got off because he said he always has to ask repeatedly
right.
for the license.
That's what
and
I figured.
And the fact that I had it out huh. and ready for him,
right.
he appreciated and said...
And let you off.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Just slow down. Here you go.
Wow.
And I wasn't getting my license out to get out of a ticket.
No, yeah.
I was getting my license out because I was getting a speeding ticket.
Yeah, right. And you were just like, let's just get this over
just
with.
Get it
but
over
that's
with.
What I Speed always do. I'm not going to like sit there and make excuses or whatever. Although I did get out of three of them over the years. But
how? Three tickets?
Yeah. My first one, I was on a way to a job interview and I could prove it. And I was like 18. And he was
oh,
really
and so
cool.
he was like, oh, yeah. you're going to a job interview.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe you. I know where you're going.
Okay.
I know that place.
All right.
Like, all right. Just slow down.
One?
You got plenty of time. Tammy Heidi got us out of one time when
okay.
I was driving my new Mustang. She was like, do you listen to K-Rock? And I'm like, oh, don't say that. Please
I could never bring myself to
no,
say those words.
No, I couldn't either. Except the other time when the cop actually had a K-Rock sticker on his flashlight. And I did say, you listen to K-Rock, huh? Well,
wow, I missed out.
Yeah, and I was like, screw it. I just
I worked there a long time, and I never used
never,
that excuse.
Yeah.
All right, so what excuse did you give for speeding, and did it work or not?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were talking about a guy going 110 miles an hour. He got pulled over in Maine. The speed limit was 45, and that's not good.
And his excuse was that his passenger had to go to the bathroom now!
Yes, and that did not get him out of it at
that
all.
Got him arrested, in fact.
So we are talking about the excuses that you gave the police for speeding, and did it work? Sir, you have one?
Yeah, I was picking up my kids from school in a new sports car I just bought. This is out in Arizona in Lake Havasu. And my kid's like, Dad, let's see what this thing can do. And I'm like, all right, Oh, excuse me, sorry about that part. And we take off, right? Wah, wah, wah. I'm in sixth gear going 110 miles an hour.
Wow.
I glance out of the corner of my eye, and there's a little half a cul-de-sac that's off the side of the street. Guess who's sitting there? You betcha. And they had the radar gun out already, and they're just trying to get people speeding, you know. Not
yep.
expecting anyone to go by 110, I'm sure.
Of course not, yeah.
By the time I got to my house down at the end of the street, the bottom of the hill, he was just now starting to catch up to me, right? I saw the cherries at the very last second.
Right.
I pulled in my street. I rolled the windows down. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I killed the ignition. And I made full eye contact with him the whole time. And needless to say, at the end of it all, my mom even came by. She was just coming by to visit us. And she just happened to be there in her car. He's all, have you ever been to traffic school? I said, honestly, sure. I've never had a ticket or an accident in my entire life. And he's all, I'm just going to give you greater than posted. And that was it. And I got lucky.
Wow. Your mom got you out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. That's it. That's yeah, the key to it.
You have to have your mom follow you around everywhere you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. In fact, I need your mom's number so I can call next time. Hey, thanks for calling. That's awesome. Hi, KLOS. How'd you get out of your speeding ticket?
I got pulled over. I was speeding. They were following me for about 12 miles, and I didn't realize it. It was raining, so I didn't realize it. And then... when they finally did pull me over, they had the gun drawn.
Wow.
I was trying to run from them.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So I was getting off work at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe that. You know, they're reaching in the car, sniffing around, seeing if they can smell alcohol. He takes my license and he goes back to the other car, the guy, the other cop, and he comes back about 5 minutes later and says, hey, he's a code, whatever. And I'm like, what does that mean? And, he says, well, we got you for speeding. You ran a red light. Your brake lights don't work. And then the bottom line was he just said, Daniel, he's like, slow down, dude. And that was it.
Really?
And
then he could have written like two or three other tickets.
Yeah.
You must have amazing cleavage.
I that's all you got to do is show some cleavage.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You know, I really could, actually. I have the cleavage. Hi, KLOS. How'd you get out of your speeding ticket?
Went to court, actually, and showed the officer outside the courtroom. I had diagrammed out the area and shown with pictures that the speed limit sign, which had dropped by 20 miles per hour, was totally covered by tree branches.
Nice.
So,
well done.
We go back into the courtroom and he walks up to the judge, and a few minutes later the judge calls my case and he just says dismissed.
Wow.
Sweet.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for calling. I like that it actually can work if you have some sort of proof. I
mean, proof helps, but also there are times when police are just actually nice.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Absolutely.
It also helps that we're white.
Yeah. And I rarely run into those cops, though. 818-955-KLOS. How, besides that way, have you gotten out of here, Dick?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were talking about a guy going 110 miles an hour. He got pulled over in Maine. The speed limit was 45, and that's not good.
And his excuse was that his passenger had to go to the bathroom now!
Yes, and that did not get him out of it at all.
Got him arrested, in fact.
So we are talking about the excuses that you gave the police for speeding, and did it work? Sir, you have one?
Yeah, I was picking up my kids from school, and a new sports car I just bought. It's out in Arizona in Lake Havasu. And my kid's like, "Dad, let's see what this thing can do." And I'm like, "All right, excuse me, sorry about that part." And we take off, right? Wah, wah, wah. I'm in sixth gear going 110 miles an hour.
Wow.
I glance out of the corner of my eye, and there's a little half a cul-de-sac that's off the side of the street. Guess who's sitting there? You betcha. And they're had the radar gun out already, and they're just trying to get people speeding, expecting anyone to go by 110, I'm sure.
Of course not, yeah.
By the time I got to my house down at the end of the street, the bottom of the hill, he was just now starting to catch up to me, right? I saw the cherries at the very last second.
Right.
I pulled in my street. I rolled the windows down. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I killed the ignition. And I made full eye contact with him the whole time. And needless to say, at the end of it all, my mom even came by. She was just coming by to visit us. And she just happened to be there in her car. He's like, "Have you ever been to traffic school?" I said, "Honestly, sure. I've never had a ticket or an accident in my entire life." And he's like, "I'm just going to give you greater than posted." And that was it. I got lucky.
Wow. Your mom got you out of it.
Yeah. That's it. That's the key to it.
You have to have your mom follow you around everywhere you go.
Yeah. In fact, I need your mom's number so I can call next time. Hey, thanks for calling. That's awesome. Hi, KLOS. How'd you get out of your speeding ticket?
I got pulled over. I was speeding. They were following me for about 12 miles, and I didn't realize it. It was raining, so I didn't realize it. And then when they finally did pull me over, they had the gun drawn.
Wow.
I was trying to run from them.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So I was getting off work at like 2 o'clock in the morning. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe that. You know, they're reaching in the car, sniffing around, seeing if they could smell alcohol. He takes my license and he goes back to the other car, the other cop, and he comes back about 5 minutes later and says, "Hey, he's a code, whatever." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And he says, "Well, we got you for speeding. You ran a red light. Your brake lights don't work." And then the bottom line was, he just said, "Daniel," he's like, "slow down, dude." And that was it.
Really? He could have written like two or three other tickets.
Yeah.
You must have amazing cleavage.
Dude, that's all you got to do is show some cleavage.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You know, I really could, actually. I have the cleavage. Hi, KLOS. How'd you get out of your speeding ticket?
Went to court, actually, and showed the officer outside the courtroom. I had diagrammed out the area and shown with pictures that the speed limit sign, which had dropped by 20 miles per hour, was totally covered by tree branches.
Nice.
So
well done.
We go back into the courtroom and he walks up to the judge, and a few minutes later the judge calls my case and he just says, "Dismissed."
Wow.
Sweet.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for calling. I like that it actually can work if you have some sort of proof. I mean,
proof helps, but also there are times when police are just actually nice.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Absolutely.
It also helps that we're white.
Yeah. And I rarely run into those cops, though. 818-955-KLOS. How, besides that way, have you gotten out of here, Dick?
Talking about excuses that you gave the cops when you got pulled over for speeding. You have one?
I was in high school and driving up with my buddy up into the Palos Verdes Hills when all of a sudden I get someone behind me shining their high beams. And I'm going, okay, this is not good. So I'm pulling over thinking this guy's right in my butt. And I let him pass. And I see that, no, it's a California State Highway Patrol officer. So, yeah, not good. Except that earlier in the day, this being high school, we had our job career fair. So after I let him pass and shine my high beams right into his rearview mirror, because I'm a dumb 16-year-old, he does the same move and goes into the cutout so he can get behind me. And next thing I know, I'm getting pulled over. He's looking at me, looking at my buddy, and looks in the back, and there is the local police department application. And he shines it at that, shines at me, and goes, "You want to become a cop?" And up to that point, I only had it as a gag to fill out incorrectly and never turn in.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I do, sir.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
and got Jeff didn't get a ticket. The only thing he said was like, I don't mind people pulling over to let me pass, but I really mind it when they shine their high beams at me. And he also showed me where the button was for that. So
that's fantastic.
That is crazy, man.
Just that keep beautiful. That application with you at all times.
There you go.
I've said that for years, guys.
Love it.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling, man.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks.
Hi, KLS, how'd you get out of your speeding ticket?
Well, me and my girl at the time, we were headed out of town on a road trip, and she was performing fellatio.
A popple. And?
I'm doing about 95 and tailgating somebody, and before I knew it, there's a CHP behind me. Well, as I'm pulling over, she had to hold the wheel because I was completely naked. And as we pulled over, I was able to get my pants on. Well, the cop comes up. I got my wallet out and gave him my license. But I had a tent going on, and her lipstick was smeared around her face like Bozo the Clown. I gave him my license. He walked away and started laughing. And he got to his car, turned around, and came back. And he says, just slow down. Go ahead and finish up. And just go ahead and slow down.
Wow. Man, there are some good cops out there. That is beautiful, sir.
And she was a good sport about it and finished up.
Nice.
Look, we're out of money.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have $2,000 for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
That is all that's left in the kitty. I can't believe how much money we've actually given away. Sometimes $7,500
a
crazy.
Pop. Yeah, crazy. A couple times. Yeah. All right. So this is worth $2,000. When it's over, it's over.
Yep.
We don't have any more money.
Nope.
That's the way it works.
Yep.
But right now, if you can call us and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, after you listen to the clip, if you know what it is, call us. And if you're caller 13, you could tell us the name of the song and the artist. You will win $2,000 to kick off a pretty good weekend.
And here is your clip. What do you think it is? You think you know? Give us a call. And good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, you're caller 13.
Oh, great.
Please, curb your enthusiasm.
Great.
Yeah.
Does that mean you don't think you know it?
I tried for the $6,500 one,
yeah.
And I was wrong. And, I really don't think I got much of a chance on this one either.
But hell's bells.
We'll play it for you one more time.
Yeah.
And then if it strikes a chord, you can give a guess, all right?
Sure.
All right.
Okay, here it is. Name of the song, The Artiste, and that $2,000 is yours. What is that?
Oh, man, I'm going to guess Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
That is incorrect.
Damn it!
Sorry.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad I got a shot to play.
Yes, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, man. All right, so that means come Monday, we are going to give another chance at that same $2,000 with that same clip.
Between 3 and 4.
Because that's the last little bit of money we have.
That's a pretty sweet little number. KLOS, it's our old request fest. What do you want?
Yeah, can I get some Kiss at Detroit Rock City?
Okay, yeah. Who are you?
Richard. I'm calling from Lake Forest, man.
Richard from Lake Forest.
Kiss.
Wall to wall, nothing but requests. Doesn't matter if it's stuff we usually play. What the hell? We'll play it. 818-955-KLOS. Hey, it's the KLOS All Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Request Fest. What do you got for us?
Yeah, you're still doing the ticket thing?
What?
What?
Yeah, you guys, people were talking about getting out of a ticket.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
How is that happening?
How is
Echo.
That happening?
Echo. Are you hearing that?
Are you hearing that?
No. Let me try this.
We must sound like idiots to you.
Well, what else
is that
new?
Better?
Echo.
Yeah. Oh, it went away. What
Boo.
Were you doing?
That was on my headset. No worries.
We liked it better the other way.
Yeah, we liked hearing our dumb selves.
Pinch hitting for Pedro, Guerrero, Manny, Moda.
Nicely done.
The whole cop thing is over, but do you have a request for our precious little All Request Fest?
Oh, sure. You know what I haven't heard for a really long time? Copperhead Road.
So I think the lesson here is if you can make us echo, then we will definitely get your song on the air.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
Strangely entertaining.
420 years of radio. I never heard that happen before.
There's a new super group, the LA Rats, featuring Nikki Six, Rob Zombie, and John Five. And all weekend, we'll be giving away limited edition LA Rats KLOS t-shirts.
In fact, I got to throw that on here pretty soon. We'll consider that a request.
And digital downloads of the soundtrack for the new Netflix movie, The Ice Road, which is what that song is from.
Right.
And we also have your shot to win $500 in free gas this weekend on KLOS.
Because it's so damn expensive. And I know that JD is going to be handing out a lot of that coming tomorrow, starting about 2 p.m. or so.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our old request fest. What can we play for you?
Hey, let's do Dracula, Rob Zombie.
Oh, that's a gooder.
That is a gooder.
That is a good.
I don't use the word gooder.
I stole that from Jed the Fish.
But that's a gooder.
He keeps calling me asking for it back. What's your name?
Corey from Costa Mesa.
Corey from Costa Mesa. Always happy to play on Mr. Rob.
He's trying to say we're always happy to play Rob Zombie.
That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I got to say, I could play an hour of Rob Zombie music. I'd be totally happy. I love that dude.
I agree.
You say he was really nice. I've never met him.
Nicest and very funny.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Really great.
That is LA Raps, and that's what we're giving away all weekend long here on KLOS. Those guys.
That's that cover of I've Been Everywhere. LA Rats are the new supergroup featuring Nikki Sixx, Rob Zombie, and John 5. And all weekend, we've got a limited edition LA Rats KLOS t-shirt.
I want one of those.
And a digital download of the soundtrack for the movie on Netflix, The Ice Road, that it's from. And we've also got a shot to win $500 in free gas.
So you're going to own that song we just played.
Yes.
We have our way. And $500 in gas. I'm going to give you that first chance in just a few minutes. But it's the All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Dude, how's it going? I've been trying to get through like since forever, man.
Welcome to it.
You got through.
Yay.
What would you like to hear?
I was gonna say some black metal, but I don't guess I won't play that. So
that was a beautiful sound, though.
I'm gonna pick a band that I love that I've always requested from you guys, and nobody from KLOS has ever played it for me, man.
All right, what is it?
Blackfoot, Train. You know what? That'll work.
All right, man. But this means you owe us $55.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys wanted an alcohol? Because I got
plenty. Yes, we do. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. I love it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you? Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're from Poughkeepsie. Hello. It's not there.
KLOS, it's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
How are you?
Stop talking like
I'm
that.
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Hey, can I request Panic Station by Muse?
Ooh, nice one.
Oh, I like that one. That's
Hold on a
good
second.
Request.
Let me see if it's in here.
Oh, I hope it is.
It should be, but it is not.
You son of a bitch. How about next week?
That sucks.
How about if we play it next week?
Yeah. We'll play it for you next
week. Okay, can you play a different song?
Yeah, what?
Royal Blood, Boilermaker.
Boilermaker!
You got it.
This is a very, very good video.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Who are you?
This is Amy.
Amy, I'm sorry I talked so weird to you.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Telephone call.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
You too.
You too, and I will never do it again. You call back next time. Boilermaker, it's Royal Blood. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. That's the Hollywood Vampires for Eric in Anaheim.
Eric, nice follow-up to Rob Zombie and the LA Rats a little while ago. Alice Cooper on KLOS. So this new batch of covers came out like this week. The Metallica Blacklist.
Yes.
A lot of very interesting artists covering Metallica.
There's like 53
songs.
Artists.
Yeah, 53. Something like that. And one of the ones that caught my eye was Juanes. I love this dude. He's just so weird.
I do too.
Doing this version of Inner Sandman now. On KLOS!
Metallica's getting pretty funky.
Got a good beat. I can dance to it. Ha ha. It's Juanes. You know, he's got a song a few years ago came out, La Noche. Juanes,
I don't
that
know
guy right there, yeah, and it's just, I love that song, and I don't really know why, but I just love his attitude.
I don't think you have to know why.
No, I guess not,
just
right?
Respond to it how you respond to
yep.
it. Yeah.
53 artists celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album, covering all sorts of different versions of those songs. I think that's pretty damn good.
I do, too. It's Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
I really want to hear Jackie Blue. Jackie Blue, remember that song? In a while.
Jackie Blue. That one?
Ozark yes, Mountain Daredevils. One. Right?
It's a jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to play that.
I only just recently discovered that Bad Fish is a name for the person who introduces someone to heroin. I did not know that.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
That just meant he was drinking too much, which I plan on doing for the weekend. That's the weekend. Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Woo! Get the hell out of here.
Nobody's happier.
Nobody on this planet. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty, man.
Enjoy that. I'll see you Monday.
All right. Why weren't you and I in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco on this day in rock in 1967? The Jimi Hendrix Experience was there, and they put on a free afternoon concert that day. It was on this day in rock in 1970 when Chicago released the song 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago 2. Great song. Maybe you should request it for our All Request Fest coming up at 5. It was on this day in rock in 1994 when the Stone Temple Pilots debuted at number 1 on the U.S. album charts with their second album, Purple. It was there at number 1 for 3 weeks, but eventually pushed aside by the soundtrack to The Lion King.